1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Democrats in Congress release some of Donald Trump's tax returns today. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us why that's a big deal.
What that Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee have argued before the release today and after the release today is that Donald Trump took deductions for which there were not proper documentation or that were just improper and that he could have and should have been paying more.
Trump is criticizing the release, saying Democrats have weaponized everything. But this release comes after the Supreme Court approved it last month. Southwest Airlines passengers are cautiously optimistic today after canceling thousands of flights this week. The airline says it's back to normal. WTOP reporter Nick Iannelli is in Baltimore.
I think it looks good. My flight should be on time, knock on wood.
Still, that man who's going to San Diego has a backup plan, just in case.
I did book an alternate flight for tomorrow.
He's not the only one here prepared for the worst and hoping for the best. This passenger is headed to Miami for a cruise.
I have two backup flights later today on American.
Very nice.
Yes.
You booked backup flights.
I did.
That's smart.
I have to get on the cruise tomorrow, so I can't be stranded here.
Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Baltimore, Maryland.
Out west, there is more bad weather on the way. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore is tracking it for us.
Heavy rain, mountain snow. There are flood watches all over the place into California. We are talking about feet of snow, not only for California, but also for Utah into Colorado. And some of this, as we get into early next week, starts to pull out in the Plain States.
Heavy rains expected on the East Coast. Ukraine is fending off more Russian drones. CBS's Ian Lee is in Dnipro.
There's millions of people without power right now. Crews are working around the clock trying to get it back restored. Getting the spare parts has also been difficult. And we're hearing that Ukraine is asking other Eastern European countries that have similar infrastructure to donate to help restore Ukraine's power.
Meantime, Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have vowed to deepen their bilateral cooperation. The two leaders met virtually today, and they're planning a visit in Moscow in the spring. In Myanmar, an ousted pro-democracy leader has been sentenced to 7 more years in prison on corruption charges. Karishma Vaswani is with the BBC.
In a closed-door trial, a military court in Myanmar handed down a judgment that was widely expected. Aung San Suu Kyi now faces a total of 33 years in prison for 19 charges. She's called the cases absurd and has denied every count. She's been held as a prisoner since the military junta overthrew her government in a coup in February 2021.
Final day of trading of the year, Dow down 200 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages. Discovery runs deep.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, DoorWorks. This is Kathy.
I need to talk to Doorman.
One moment, please.
Doorman here. How can I help?
Doorman, my garage door is so old and crappy looking. I need a new door and opener.
All done, ma'am.
Wow, so quick. I'm impressed.
It was an open and closed case. You get it?
Oh, Doorman, you're my hero.
Call DoorWorks today, 424-5777.
We're so grateful that you're here to celebrate the holidays with us and share in our good cheer.
Thank you for listening, and may our hopeful wishes warm you throughout the new year. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air, and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 29 this afternoon under cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 12. Highs around 33 tomorrow. Mid-30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation Monday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Join the conversation, 844-967-2789. And a reminder, if you like our show, tell your friends.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Tim Miller, his title for his piece on this is, "No, you do not have a constitutional right to post Hunter Biden's dick pic on Twitter."
The story just kind of went limp.
And on that note, we're taking a break.
Oh, Daniel, we saw
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. All right, all right, all right. We are here. We are live. This is not a replay.
It is not a replay.
Jane weathered the storm and drove to the Waukesha studio. I am still in Wisconsin Rapids. It's a much shorter drive from my parents' house to WFHR. But how is it down there?
It is not great. you know, I woke up this morning. I got up about 6 and took a look out the window. And I thought, well, if I can't see across the street, obviously, I'm going to stay home. And yes. It wasn't that blowy because, you know, most of the snow had already stopped. And when I got out onto the roads, the bigger issue was you can't see the lane markers because none of the snow has moved and none of it is melting because it's so cold. So that was a little twitchy, but I came in early enough so there wasn't very much traffic. And I'm always worried about the other people.
But were there that many other people?
Not many. But there are some, you know, there are still people who got to work. There's restaurants.
People got to work.
There's restaurants that are open. There's, you know, I saw We Energy's trucks and those guys are out. And there were some power outages scattered around the state. So there are still people who are working today.
Well, I'm just hoping that it stays like that so you can get home safely because we're here. We're live for the next 3 hours. And it is Christmas Eve.
Yes.
It is also Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
Right.
Yes, we are going to, at 1 p.m. today, if you have grievances of this year, Jane, do you have grievances this year?
Absolutely.
We're going to spend time at the 1 o'clock, top of the hour, hearing from you. We'll maybe air some of our grievances. We'll remind people who maybe are unfamiliar with Festivus, what this holiday represents,
the
where
origins.
It came from.
The origin story.
You know that it's actually a writer from Seinfeld. This was part of his like life growing up. This is not a just completely fabricated, made-up Costanza thing from Seinfeld. It actually has real origins in Dan O'Keefe's real life growing up.
Oh, that is priceless.
Yeah, so I learned that this morning as I was like, oh, let's do some fun Festivus stuff today, because it is... it's December 23rd. It's doing Christmas. It's getting ahead of Christmas. And so we have a super fun show today. It's no guests, which is totally fine. So Jane and I are just going to riff it up for the whole show for all 3 hours. And the first hour, We're going to do the news, per usual, headlines that caught our eye. But then the second hour, starting at 12, we're going to do some fun. It's not quite trivia, because we're not going to be asking questions. But I feel like for the last month, I've been seeing different articles written that are explainers about stuff that we don't really ever know the origin of. So when and how did NORAD start tracking Santa?
Which seems like it's been around forever, but it hasn't.
67 years.
Wow.
So it's pretty old.
Yeah.
It's not a new-ish tradition. But then we also, economists studied what the perfect Christmas gift is. And the answer might surprise you. There's also some facts about different holiday plants. Mistletoe. Did you know that it was a parasitic plant?
I know it's poisonous.
Yeah. Well, and it's like a pretty ancient plant as far as its meaning and different traditions around it beyond just the Christian 20th century and 19th century kissing under the mistletoe. And then, like we said, at 1 p.m., we're breaking out the aluminum pole and airing our grievances for Festivus. And at the end of the show, we're going to do a little bit of an explainer of where the 12 days of Christmas came from. And that also might surprise you. It surprised me. But I also, maybe my most embarrassing, and I've done a lot of embarrassing things in the name of goofy videos.
In the name of entertainment.
In the name of entertainment. You know, I, in 2020, dressed as for voter registration day, I made a video dressed as Uncle Sam and proudly put that onto the internet. This one is pretty bad. We may even read some of the comments that I already got on it that are not very nice, but you know, I got thick skin. And so stick around for the end of the show to hear me attempt to sing.
Hear Kristen Bry sing. Yes. It's
a hard song though.
It is a hard song. I think you started a little too high, perhaps.
I started too high. So basically, not to bury the lead too much, I rewrote some of the lyrics and recorded for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas. And the only like instrumental, not copyright version that we could use, because it's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we have to use things that are, you know, fair use,
sure,
was really high. And we kept playing it so I would stay on beat. So when we were editing the video, it wouldn't be hard to match up with that.
Gotcha.
And so I couldn't sing in my register very well because I kept hearing the notes. And God love him, Bill Schultz, producer and editor over it. He's like, I think it's fine. I don't understand. Like, he couldn't understand why it was screwing me up. And I was like, all right, well, let's just do it. And so that's how we will end the show. So we have a lot of fun things planned. We would always, as always, we'd love to hear from you, whether it's your grievances, whether it's your favorite Christmas movie, whether it's your holiday traditions. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Today is going to be a party. So we would love to hear from you. And anyone who's watching the live stream right now, you can see that I am in my festive this year's edition Miller Lite Ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My brother was like, that looks like you still live in Brooklyn. He's like, I feel like that sweater you can only get away with wearing that sweater in Milwaukee or Brooklyn.
That's an interesting comparison.
But yeah, I feel like if you can see it, it's cute. I think it's cute.
Sure.
So shout out to Miller Lite. All right. Well, our top story, I don't know if it's really the top story, but it's something that I thought was really interesting because as I was laying in bed this morning, trying to figure out whether or not we were going to have a live show, I was scrolling through Twitter, as one does, and I started noticing, not on mine, but on other people's tweets, the little analytics icon. And I was like, well, that's weird, because it basically, when you clicked on it, you could see how many people have viewed someone else's tweet.
Okay.
So in the same way, when you go on any other video social media, so TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, you can see how many views a video has, but this was just for tweets. And I don't know know why it kind of caught my eye. And maybe it's because it's finally a new feature rollout that isn't controversial after the 2 months since Elon took over.
Elon did something that didn't tick everyone off.
What I'm not saying that it's, I think it's a great feature. I don't really know the value of it per se, but it's basically a new feature and it's only some people have it so far. So Jane, I don't know if you have it, but I feel like this is made for people like you because you've admitted that you are more of a voyeur.
Oh yeah.
On Twitter.
I'm a lurker.
So you don't like or comment or retweet very often?
Very, very rarely.
And so that's kind of what this is addressing. So Twitter's rolling out a feature that shows how many people have viewed your tweets. And it's similar to the videos, but it's because it shows how many more people are alive on Twitter than it may seem. Because 90% of Twitter users read, but don't tweet, reply, or like. And so it's kind of trying to attribute, I'm sure, because as Elon is continuing to try to show how many people are active on the site. And so I don't know what the, you know, because at one point, I think on YouTube, watching 3 seconds of a video was considered a view.
And that was enough for them to count it.
To count as a view. And I think Facebook was similar. At one point, one was 3 seconds and the other one was 1 second, which it's like, did they really watch the video? So I don't know what the criteria is to be considered read. Is it just an impression where someone scrolled by it? Or is it when they've taken a second to actually read the tweet?
Right.
And you could always see how many, for your own analytics, for someone who is an active tweeterer, you could always see what your analytics are. It's just that what's new is being able to see how many people are seeing people you're following or on any given tweet, how many people can actually see it. And so I just thought that was interesting. And then what I also thought was interesting, it was just also a reminder in the same way that only 90% of Twitter users are active. A reminder that 75% of all people in the U.S. don't tweet.
Are they even on Twitter?
I don't even know if they're on Twitter. But on an average weeknight, there was just some stats I wanted to rehash. This was from Axios back in March. But it was the silent majority of the average person in America, as much as there's some of us who are very online. I would definitely consider myself one of those people who's very into social media, who's very into the news. And just a reminder on this Christmas Eve Festivus, that most people you meet in everyday life are decent and normal and nice. And it's not what you see on Twitter, and it's not necessarily what you see on the news, that we are all nuts and nasty and mean to each other. Because most people really are not engaged that much in the news or on social media, and that nearly 3 times more Americans donated to charities than politicians and political parties.
That's really good.
Just a good reminder that Twitter is not real life. And maybe it's even a reminder for us on this show that giving Elon Musk and everything happening at Twitter too much attention doesn't resonate with a lot of people. No. So maybe we'll cut that a little bit short in 2023. All right. Well, we are taking our first break. When we come back, some more headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
He done backed up and moved away from the North Pole. North Pole. If you're looking for a present on Christmas Day, you better send your cards and letters to Green Bay. Call Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambeau.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them. with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
You don't know my darling. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair. We're here, we're live, we're celebrating Christmas Eve and Festivus. We would love to hear your grievances if you have any for the year, 844-967-2789. We will get to those at 1 o'clock today. But for now, we're still doing some headlines. And I wanted to use the shorter segment to just cover two headlines that are not in the holiday spirit, okay, but are still important to report on, and maybe have if we have any commentary. But the first is yesterday, the CDC published two reports collectively finding that life expectancy in the U.S. is at its lowest level in two decades.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two decades.
Yeah. So you think about the advancements we've made in health in 20 years. The fact that it's gone down is disappointing, but it's the second year in a row that it's dropped, and the two, and I guess, you know, one feels probably, what's surprising is I would love to see how it compares to other countries, because the two leading reasons people are pointing to of why this has happened 2 years in a row, one is COVID, because we lost a lot of people to COVID.
We lost over 1 million people.
Yeah. And young and not all old people, but also drug overdoses, which obviously has less to do with health outcomes as far as dying of more natural causes or, you know, other diseases like heart disease and lung disease and stuff that I feel like a lot of technical advancements in healthcare and health outcomes has felt like you can survive cancer. There's more treatments. But drug overdoses and fentanyl and everything that is addiction and has and kills young people is partially to blame or especially to blame for driving early deaths. And so it doesn't sound like a lot, but again, it's the lowest that it's been in two decades. So it fell from 77 years to 76.4 years. And I think that's for the average Americans, but still for women, we're still outliving men because the average for women, American women, are still living over 79 years old.
Okay.
But similar to how our general health outcomes are always ranked basically last compared to our peer countries, this data puts U.S. at the lowest life expectancy compared to other wealthy countries. Which you just, with how much money we spend on healthcare, I think know. That it would be longer, higher, better, stronger, faster.
Isn't this, you know, who, just an indictment on our healthcare system?
Well, I don't know. You know, if you think that the two reasons are COVID and drug overdoses, is that the healthcare system, is that other policy decisions that are outside of advancements in care? Is it, because I don't know if they're pointing to the lack of access to care as a driving force, but I don't know. I mean, because ultimately, you know, the whole world dealt with COVID, right?
Yes.
And because, and similarly, I remember probably, what was it, 2 years ago that we were doing the Winter Olympic Games? Is it 2 years already?
It has to be.
In Japan? And I mean, that was riddled with controversy because Japan was still letting it happen. And there was a lot of protests in the country because COVID was kind of raging there at the point. I'm trying to think, this is how bad my timeline is now. Was that 2 years ago or 1 year ago? Was it the beginning of 2021?
I want to say it was 2 years ago, but I could be wrong.
Someone please let us know when the
we'll look it up during the break. We'll look it up during the break.
But Japan is still leading the pack. Their average life expectancy is 84.5.
And they've been there. I mean, they've been at the top for a long time.
Yeah. And I'm sure that has to do with their diet and how much they walk and a lot of other things as far as how well they take care of themselves and how they process food compared to how American food is processed. So there's probably more things than just COVID and drug overdoses, but that is the first headline that is a little depressing. And the second headline, which is also depressing, is that the FBI said that hate crimes went up by 54% in Wisconsin this past year, that there were 111 hate crimes in 2021 compares to 72 the year before and 50 the year before that.
Wow.
And the numbers are going up despite fewer law enforcement agencies reporting hate crime data to the FBI. And so advocates tell Wisconsin Public Radio that they want to create a bipartisan commission to inform state government about hate crime research. But this kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Allison Hayden on Wednesday from Milwaukee Jewish Federation, that nationally there's been increased hate crimes and Wisconsin's no different, unfortunately.
I don't think that will be a surprise to most people, unfortunately.
Really?
I just think that our discourse and the way we speak to each other in just the last 5 years has worsened so much. And I just think that that's indicative of people feeling free to say terrible things out loud. And to follow up, unfortunately, some of those things with actions.
Yeah. It's so far beyond my, like, we're, as I said in the first segment, I get crappy comments on, you know, and so I have a moment of wanting to stick it back to these people. But the self-control I have is like, I don't want to be mean to anyone. And so it's so hard to wrap my head around the hate that some people have, and especially hate for people that they've never even met. But with that, those are the two really sad headlines of the day. So we're going to move on. We're going to take one more break and get some more headlines after this break, including some movement on the spending bill. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw, 101F.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros.
groove machine.
Who's there? The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's been an extraordinary year, and we're extremely grateful for your listenership. Thank you, and cheers to new beginnings. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 29 this afternoon under cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 12. Highs around 33 tomorrow. Mid-30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation Monday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here on the Civic Media Network. And a reminder that we love hearing from you. If you have a topic you think we should cover or an idea for a guest that we should have on, shoot us an email, asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us, or give us a text, give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is our Christmas special. Because we're here, we're live. This is not a rerun. It will be a rerun Monday.
It will. So yes, it will.
Next week, we have a short week. The whole Civic Media Network is going to be not doing new shows on Monday or Friday, but we will be here doing all of the different kinds of recaps you can think of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Best shows of 2022, best technology inventions of 2022, anything you can think of. I probably have found a list, a compilation of best of for that category that we will be doing for next week. But Monday will be a repeat.
And then we will be back January 2nd. We will be back.
January 2nd.
Yep, we'll be live. Full Force Monday. Yep. Everybody's back. So
for a brand new year,
2023.
Are you thinking about your New Year's resolutions?
I don't resolute.
Did you ever?
Probably a long time ago, and then I just became so disappointed in myself. It's like, why bother? You're such a disappointment to me. I know.
Really? So let's just keep rolling like we've had in the past.
Yeah.
This year's going to be like last year, maybe marginally better.
Hopefully it will be a better year.
All right. Well, yesterday we spent time trying to break down some of the different line items included in the massive $1.7 trillion spending package to fund the government through the next year. We've gotten one step closer. As of yesterday, Senate passed the $1.7 trillion spending package.
So Chuck Grassley could get back to Iowa.
I know.
Because the House hasn't voted yet.
No, so that has to happen today.
Yep.
Basically, so the package heads to the House and includes the $858 billion for defense spending, which is 10% over last year. But it, you know, hopefully they get that done today, and then it can go to Joe Biden's desk, and we will not have a shutdown for Christmas.
That, you know, going back to that defense money though, that $858 billion, I saw an article this week that said that the armed forces, they haven't passed an audit in years.
I think I've heard that before.
I mean, we just keep giving, talk about giving more and more and more and more money and then not having a reckoning of where all this money goes. Isn't that a prime example, the Defense Department?
Probably. That opens a whole other can of worms.
But that doesn't seem to bother anybody. As long as
I think it bothers a lot of people. I don't know how many people in elected office it bothers, but I will. To be fair, it's also what goes into all of this stuff, and it's so murky. And that's why trying to explain it, we're not the only people doing this. This is every news outlet is like, "What's in it?" Bullet point, and trying to demystify all of it. But I will say, as far as part of that $858 billion was pushed for by Senator Tammy Baldwin, who helped spearhead the Great Lakes Winter Commerce Act, and said, we really need an additional icebreaker to be able to keep commerce going. And no, this is not an icebreaker like the hokey things you have to do when you get hired for a new job. This is an actual $350 million machine that breaks through ice. And it's a tool or a machine or a boat. I mean, when you look at the picture of this thing, it kind of looks like a tugboat, but it breaks up ice, and especially breaks up ice on the Great Lakes. Which does a lot of shipping. So this is been approved and is part of the defense bill. And it's an icebreaker that goes to the U.S. Coast Guard's fleet. And it helps by keeping shipping lanes open by breaking the ice. And it's like an integral part of the Great Lakes commerce in the winter months. And so it's not all. And I don't know why that's part of the defense bill. Someone would have to explain that to me. But that's baked into that part of this $1.7 trillion. So that's a good thing for us. So shout out to Tammy Baldwin for continuing to look out for commerce.
We got a new icebreaker. Yay.
Yeah. And but compared to yesterday, there was two more things that were not in the bill that went to Senate, but they added two things on that are arguably good news for parents. So yesterday we said that the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act wasn't going to be in it. Now it is, or at least in the Senate. The Senate added it on. So it requires employers to accommodate pregnant employees with things like extra bathroom breaks. And so that is added on, but also the PUMP Act requires employers to give breastfeeding mothers time and space to pump milk. That also got tacked on.
Wow.
So I guess I think that that's a good thing. But the other thing we missed yesterday, and I'm less clear on who this benefits, but there is a plan, or part of the bill is to that most businesses will be required to automatically enroll employees into a 401k retirement and savings plan, which I thought was interesting. But the chief government affairs officer for the American Retirement Association told the Washington Post that this is the biggest bill concerning retirement in over 15 years. And so, like, what's in it? Most businesses will be required to automatically enroll employees into a 401k plan starting in 2025. The required age people have to start taking money out of their retirement account will be bumped from 72 to 73 in 2023, and then to 75 in 2033. Older employees can now put more money into their 401k plans beyond regular contribution limits. And the bill also makes it easier for employers to establish emergency accounts for workers and limit penalties for employees who need to withdraw funds for emergencies from those accounts. So I think in its face, it seems like a good thing as far as trying to more and more prep people for retirement, because I think that's when you're living paycheck to paycheck, it's hard to think about retirement. And so having that extra push from employers to force you to think about your retirement. But I guess some critics are saying that it's going to disproportionately help wealthy people who don't feel pressured to withdraw money from retirement accounts. But yeah, how's your retirement account? Were you a good saver?
I was a good saver.
That doesn't surprise me for some reason.
Yeah, I've always been really twitchy about money. And I've always been a pretty good saver. Never liked to buy things on credit, never liked to buy things that I couldn't afford. But that still doesn't, you know, when you're looking ahead, it's like, how much is going to be enough? And yeah. And while I think I'm in relatively good shape compared to some, I am probably in terrible shape compared to others. And you try and figure out, well, how long do I think I'm going to live? And is my health going to be good? Because I think that's the biggest part of it. You can be in great shape and have one major illness, and there goes everything. There goes all your savings. There goes all your everything. And what really stood out to me as you were explaining what they're doing with this 401k and this requirement that employers get their employees in, we just said that the average lifespan now in the U.S. is down for the second year in a row, and we're going to keep raising the age where people can get their own money back.
No, I think how I read that is that you're required to start taking it out by then.
Oh.
It's not that you can't take it out till then.
Okay.
Maybe I understood that wrong, but I think it's more of when you have to start taking it out.
Okay. Okay. That makes
more sense.
That makes more sense.
I think it right now it's as of like 65. It's the same age as when you start getting Social Security and Medicare, right?
Yeah, but trust me, they want you to wait until you're dead.
Because they would rather not very well funded.
They would rather not have to pay you your own money. And so, you know, if you want the full benefit, I think for me, if I want my full Social Security benefits, I have to wait till I'm 77. Which is nuts.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
Like 15 more years from now.
Yeah, that's not happening. It's just not. It's my money.
Yeah.
And I'm in a fortunate position where I don't need to wait until I can get that full Social Security payment at 77. There are a lot of people who are not so fortunate.
Yeah.
But I just think by the time you're in your 60s, I've been working for more than 45 years. Some days.
But you also may live for another 30.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about living for another 30 years.
But I'm just saying, this is what happened with my grandpa, who passed this year at 94.
Wow.
I don't think he thought he was going to live that long. I think he retired around in his 60s. And so it was like, he outlived everyone.
Wow.
And he didn't have a lot of money left because no one was expecting for him to live that long. While the average life expectancy may be 76 right now, there's a lot of people who live a lot longer than that. And that's, you know, think about it. If you've been working for 45 years, but you live another 30, your retiring years are, if you were to retire, which I hope you don't, because I need you, you're retired potentially for almost as long as you were working, or at least more than half of the years that you were working potentially.
Yeah, but unfortunately, most of us will not be in the same shape that we were for the 45 years that we were working.
No.
You know, it makes me laugh when they call it the golden years when you're a senior. Yeah, it's golden if you retire at 50. Then you're probably, that's before things start falling apart on you. And, you know, walk down the street, no, go, there goes a finger.
A finger?
Just inadvertently, I lost, you know. But think you will learn as you get older that things start breaking
apart.
Things start breaking down a little bit as you get a little bit older.
So what happens next with this spending bill? It's going to be, it heads to the House. Democrats still hold the majority until January, so they have to pass it before midnight, and then it'll go to President Biden's desk, and that will avoid a partial government shutdown just in the nick of time. And so I think we're all hoping for that to happen, even if you think this is a bloated bill and think this process is ridiculous in the fact that it is not Groundhog's Day, I guess it's Groundhog's Year, that this feels like, yeah, it happens every year.
Because it does.
But it is what it is, and...
Well, and I'm not disagreeing that this is not a ginormous bill, but under the Biden administration, we have actually reduced the deficit, correct?
I don't know.
I believe we have.
We should...
It certainly didn't happen under Trump.
No. Well, we were talking about this at dinner last night. We were talking about how in the early 90s, when Clinton ended his term, we had a surplus. I don't think we've had a surplus since, have we?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. So, well, I took most of this segment, but I'll end on this. There's going to be a lot more Florida mans because are you familiar with the Florida man joke?
It's one of my favorite things in the entire world.
But Florida is the fastest growing U.S. state for the first time since 1957. People have been flocking to Florida in 2022, and they saw the fastest growth compared to any other state over the last year. And I guess to a certain extent, I get it. I don't really particularly feel like I need to have any interest in living in Florida, but I get it. No income tax. It's warm, whatever. But what surprised me is there's other states that kind of top the fastest growing list. Arizona, again, warm. But the other ones, Idaho, Utah, North Dakota, and Alaska.
Wow.
So what are those guys doing that people are moving there?
North Dakota?
North Dakota.
Have you ever been to North Dakota?
I have not. I have not been to North Dakota. Have you?
No. I've been to South
Dakota. Apparently people are moving there, though.
Wow. I'm baffled by that.
All right, well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we got some headline quizzes that I'm going to quiz Jane on. So play along. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So let's give thanks to the Lord above who sent us come tonight. So let's give thanks to the Lord above.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin Christmas edition on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always go back and listen to it as a podcast, either on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. Just search for As Goes Wisconsin on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts.
All the places.
There's probably more, though.
All the places.
I think we have an RSS feed somewhere. You know, there's lots of ways to find us. And play along with us, because we're going to do a little bit of a news quiz. 844-967-2789. I have not taken... So there's two different games I have right now. One, I know the answers to. And two, I'm going to play along with you, Jane.
All right.
But this is the Brews Weekly News Quiz. So I, a couple weeks ago, started subscribing to Morning Brew, which is a daily newsletter roundup of headlines. And I felt like this was a much more efficient way to get my news every morning of things that stand out. I have a couple different newsletters now that I rely on, but Morning Brew, highly recommend as far as what they do for crowdsourcing and making news digestible.
Great.
But then on Fridays they do a little quiz, so I think we're going to play along and do the quiz of these are news stories from this week. So okay. Number one, the Supreme Court temporarily extended the use of which Trump era immigration order this week?
Title 42.
It was a multiple choice question. You didn't even have to. All right, you're right. You're right. I didn't even click it yet. It is new because I knew the answer to that one too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Which bank agreed to pay $3.7 billion, the CFPB's largest fine in history, over consumer banking violations?
It's Wells Fargo.
Yes. This one's easy. All right. Which city announced plans to eliminate bus fares starting in July?
Oh, I do not know this.
Oh, I actually don't know if I know. I think it's D.C. So the options are New York, Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C. I think it's D.C.
Yeah, that seems like the only reasonable possibility. I can't see them doing that in New York.
Wait, did I? Oh, they don't. I think they tell you at the end. All right, so we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll come back. All right, Lionel Messi set a record for the most liked photo ever on Instagram this week. Who was the previous record holder? A, Kylie Jenner. B, Jifpom the dog. I don't even know who that is. C, an egg. D, Ariana Grande.
Ask it one more time, please.
Lionel Messi set a record for the most liked photo ever on Instagram this week. Who is the previous record holder? A, Kylie Jenner. B, Jifpom the dog. C, an egg. D, Ariana Grande. I know at one point an egg was, but I don't think that was the most recent one.
I'm going to go, and it breaks my heart, with Kylie Kardashian.
I'm going to go with Ariana Grande. We'll find out. All right, last question. Fill in the blanks. Steven Spielberg recently expressed regret over his film Blank, leading to blank. Is it A, Jaws and the declining shark population? B, Raiders of the Lost Ark, more archaeology majors? C, E.T., boosted Reese's Pieces sales? D, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World Dominion?
I'm going to go with Jaws.
I know that it's Jaws for sure. All right, submit. Let's see what we found out. We got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, that's not too bad.
We were right on Title 42. Wells Fargo was right. DC was right as far as banning plans to eliminate bus fares. Oh, it was an egg.
It wasn't.
So we were both wrong. An egg is the previous. Yeah, it was just a picture of an egg. It was really random. This was a couple years ago. I remember when this happened. It was, I think the caption said something like, it was just a picture of an egg. And the caption was like, let's make this the most, well, like most liked photo on Instagram. And it worked.
Oh, that's.
I don't even know who the account was.
It wasn't even like the egg producers, you know, coalition or something like that.
No.
It was some random hen.
It was some random, random hen. But then, yes, Spielberg did express regret over Jaws having an impact on declining shark populations. So that's kind of fun.
That was really interesting. Yeah.
Week in review. So maybe we'll keep doing that. We'll just steal the Morning Brews quiz.
It's called Repurpose.
Repurpose. Thank you, Jane.
Sure.
All right. So then this is kind of the game that we played a while back with Greg Bach, but onion or not the onion. But here's three headlines and a lie. So you pick out which one is the lie.
Okay.
Three of these headlines are real and one is fake. Can you spot the odd one out? Number one, a new study finds eating 12 olives a day could make you a better swimmer.
Eating 12 olives a day can make me a better swimmer.
That's option one.
Okay.
Option two, spinach causing hallucinations sparks health warning.
Okay.
Number three, demand for lemons surges as Chinese seek immunity against COVID.
Hmm.
Four, deputy dressed as Grinch gives onions to speeding driver.
I think that one's true.
Okay. Which other ones do you think are true?
I think the lemons could be true to fight off COVID in China. What were my other options?
A new study finds eating 12 olives a day could make you a better swimmer, or spinach causing hallucinations sparks health warning.
Okay, I'm going to go with the spinach for the lie.
Wrong.
No. Nope.
It's the olives. The olives are the... Eating olives may make you a better swimmer, but there's no science study that's actually proven that. But spinach, at one point, was causing hallucinations, and it sparked a health warning. It was in Australia, and the spinach had a recall in Australia this year after officials warned the public about the toxic product. Riviera Farms recalled its baby spinach after it was found that some of the product had been contaminated with a weed, which might have health consequences if consumed. 164 people in the eastern state had reported symptoms after eating the spinach, of which at least 42 had sought medical attention. Symptoms associated with the contaminated spinach can be severe, the health body said, and can include hallucinations, delirium or confusion, rapid heartbeat, and dilated pupils.
My goodness.
Getting high while you're trying to stay healthy.
Wow.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, the history of NORAD tracking Santa.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.